Now, I have read this article that you published very, very recently, which I encourage all listeners to definitely go out there and read to get the full picture. Can I begin by asking how this practice kind of originated? Where does it come from?
Well, when you're racing a horse and it underperforms and or it makes some sort of respiratory noise, you may imagine or be tempted to think that there's a condition called dorsal displacement of the soft palate. Quite a mouthful, literally. And that involves some instability in the larynx. And some horses can be treated for that condition with a so-called tongue tie, but it only works in about 30% of horses.
Okay.
So it's a bit hit and miss. And of course, anybody with a slow horse may be tempted to try this. The other belief is that many horses can evade the control of the rider by getting the tongue over the bit. And of course, if you tie the tongue down, they can't do that. So there is a safety aspect discussed as well.
Okay, so that condition that you mentioned before that I'm not even going to attempt to try and say again, what kind of impact does that have on a racehorse?
Well, it'll slow the horse down. It won't. The horse won't collapse. But clearly, the whole purpose of racing is to get across the line first. So any impediment to its performance is going to be unwelcome. And so that's why we see in this country at least 22% of horses starting races will wear the device. That compares poorly to the UK, where only 5% of horses of the same breed doing the same job attract the apparatus. So there are questions being asked about the quality of the diagnosis that attracts this treatment. So there are some people saying, well, maybe we should ensure that there's a veterinary diagnosis of dorsal displacement of the soft palate before people are entitled to use this device. And also there are others saying that the device should be regulated. Under the rules of racing, the width of the band that you use is regulated, but the tightness and the duration of its use are not regulated.
What kind of evidence is there, or is there evidence to suggest that it does work in treating this condition? What does science prove? Does science prove these tongue ties as being effective?
Well, a recent study found that tongue ties didn't prevent dorsal displacement in over 70% of affected horses. But to get a really good diagnosis, you have to actually have an endoscope up the nose of a galloping horse.
Oh,
so it's quite involved. You can do that on a treadmill. But you have to go to some effort to get a definitive diagnosis. And the horse might not actually displace while you're doing that. So it's quite an elusive diagnosis. And that's part of the puzzle here.
How common is the use of tongue ties in kind of equestrian sports in general? Do we see it used anywhere else?
Well, in other equestrian sports like eventing, you know, when you go cross-country, dressage, show jumping, it's actually banned. It's been banned internationally. For I think 14 years.
Wow.
You can use them in polo under veterinary direction, but for a maximum of 10 minutes. And recently in Germany, this practice was banned last month. So there are vets around the world who are unable to support the use of this technique of this device.
In your article it spoke a little bit about how horses react to wearing this tongue tie. Can you explain a little bit to us about that?
Well, that's right. With colleagues at the University of Adelaide at the vet school there, we put the tongue tie onto 12 horses, which is a statistically valid number. And we did that for 20 minutes, which is a usual industry practice. We found that during tongue tie use, there was more head tossing, the ears were pointing backwards, and there was more gaping than compared with our control horses. And the horses that had the tongue tie previously showed more resentment. So that indicates that they don't simply habituate to the practice.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, thank you very much for joining us this morning and explaining a little bit more about this practice.
Thanks for your interest in this, Jess. Thanks.
That was Paul McGreevy there. He is a veterinarian and professor of animal behaviour and welfare science at the University of Sydney, speaking to us about tongue tying in horse racing. Now, it is really important to note there that we've finished speaking to Paul now. So I'm going to speak from kind of my point of view and what I believe about this practice. And I can't say I'm on board with it at all. Horse racing in general is in my opinion, a little bit of a barbaric practice, and this just seems to take it a bit further. So Animals Australia, they've actually launched a campaign urging the racing industry to ban tongue ties. We're going to post a link to their kind of campaign, as well as to Paul's article if you'd like to inform yourself about the practice there. Just on the science, Paul was just speaking kind of on the science behind it there. If you want to learn more about the science behind tongue tying and the practice itself, you know, it's more than 20% of thoroughbred horses in Australia wear this strap on their kind of jaw to strap their tongue to their lower jaw. So it is a relatively widely used practice. So educate yourself, and that's exactly what Paul was just doing there, chatting to us.